Tony in Tableview. Hi, Tony. Good morning.
Hi, morning, Kino. Just a sideline detail. So I've been watching the websites, looking to find out from the city of Cape Town what's happening with the dumps, Kalani dump and so forth. Obviously, level 4 and level 5, they were closed.
Yes.
Level 3 is open now, so small contractors. I'm a builder,
yeah.
A small contractor back on site. I went there this morning. It's still locked. There's a security guard, no signage, no information. There were garden companies, cleaning companies there as well. And, I mean, these guys offload every day practically from the work that they do. But I know that if I phone the city, there's no way of getting any information from them. Is that something you could follow up on?
I've asked the team to get a hold of Xanthia Lindberg to find out.
Thanks,
listen,
Kino.
I'll ask for Xanthia Lindberg, and I'll see if we can get her before 9:30 give us some insight into that. I really, really just squeeze that in if I can before 9:30 as well. I see Jeremy's already contacting Xanthia, so we'll get to that. Let's go to Councillor Xanthia Lindberg, MAKO member. How are you doing? I haven't spoken to you in, since Van Riebeek landed. Xanthia, good to have you on the show.
Hi, Kino. I'm well. It's been a hectic time, but other than that, can't complain.
I know. Just received a call from a contractor who says that he's been to a dump, and the dump is closed and locked, but contractors obviously need to offload the work. He says lots of people are also bringing, people working with garden services that are allowed to operate aren't able to dump their whatever it is that they've cut. My question is that a single case or are all dumps still closed as we speak?
Under level 5 and level 4 of the lockdown regulations, the drop-off facilities, which are generally open for the public, remain closed. They were only open for waste operators, those that were accredited with the city or where they had essential service permits. Under level 3, however, we are now going to be opening the drop-offs to the general public as well. From this week onwards, we will be keeping some of our drop-off facilities closed so that they can operate as satellite depots. As you may know, our collection services have experienced delays over the last 2 weeks because of increased infections amongst depot staff, and this has resulted in depots having to close. So as a contingency measure, we are creating satellite depots in the event that we have to close any other depots. But those depots, or those satellite depots, which will be operating from our drop-offs, will be communicated, but the rest will be open to the public. And so under level 3, that should no longer be an issue, both for waste operators that are not accredited and for the general public. And the city will be issuing formal communication in this regard.
Okay, because a lot of people are thinking, okay, it's level 3. I'm going to be working on someone's home, and they get there and they see no signage. Nothing's up at the moment. I think it might be a good idea to tell people, you know, by Wednesday things will be open. Or else you're going to have a lot of people arriving at these dump sites wanting to get rid of whatever it is they have. And if they can't, they're going to end up dumping it where they shouldn't.
Absolutely. So I think it is important just to note that in respect to any waste operators, communication did go out to them a couple of weeks ago to indicate which drop-offs they are able to use and which disposal sites, such as landfills, they are able to make use of. Mm. So information to that category of clientele or customer has been issued, but we will be communicating more broadly around which of the other drop-offs will be open to the general public.
Thank you so much, Mayoral Committee Member for Water Waste Services, City of Cape Town, Xanthia Lindberg. By the way, if we talk about the number of infections amongst staff in the departments that you're responsible for, what's the number at the moment?
We are probably close on to just under 60 staff infections of staff that have tested positive, but obviously, we also have to, as part of that, identify staff members that have been in close contact. Mm. And so what has resulted is in more staff infections has resulted in more staff going into quarantine. And this has meant that depot teams have not obviously been available for work. And so this has resulted in us having to bring on additional contractors and labor brokers to ensure that we can still operate the service as best as possible. But it is a difficult challenge at this point in time.
I can imagine. Well, Zantia, thank you very much for your time. I'm going to ask the team to see if you are available sometime on Wednesday to chat to us as well.